Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, we have such a great show for you today. We talked about all about sports,
right?
Our kids in sports.
What they're doing this summer,
mm-hmm.
lack of things doing this summer.
Exactly where my kids are right now, which is a surprise. Mm-hmm. And we talked about podcasts, gave you a good podcast recommendation.
Oh, yes, definitely.
But first, let's talk about OxiClean.
So, you know, Stephanie.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you about Sonny and his walks.
Yes.
How I had to rescue him and pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
You know how he smelled so bad when he got in the car? I mean, he was wearing his sweat jacket, by the way, that was black, long sleeve in the 90 degree heat mm-hmm. after going on those walks. The kid can smell, right? But not with OxiClean odor blasters, because I have him. He does laundry with me,
mm-hmm.
and he can smell how bad his clothes are smelling. And we use the OxiClean. I've been teaching him how to do it, and we put in that OxiClean odor blasters, and his clothes smell fresh, and all is right with the world. And he's now getting the habit of it, and so, which is great.
But yeah, I love the stuff.
But you have to, you know, it's when, especially in the teenage years, because you need something that's going to take away that odor.
Mm-hmm.
OxiClean odor blasters. You guys can try it. Work your magic with OxiClean odor blasters and save. Visit OxiCleanCoupons.com now, where a coupon is waiting just for you.
When Jennaire Girardeau suspected her husband was cheating, she secretly recorded him and heard the proof. He was having an affair.
Why do they get to be happy? And why do I have to suffer? I just love him so much, I can't take it.
And then Jennaire began recording herself, revealing how and why she was about to kill two people.
Well, more breaking news now from Delaware.
Radnor police say Jennaire Girardeau ambushed the 33-year-old.
One of the big questions any mental health professional struggles with is, isn't everybody who commits murder mentally ill? To which most of us would say no, not necessarily.
From Podcast One, I'm Barbara Schroeder, writer-director of Netflix's Evil Genius, introducing Bad Bad Thing.
The shocking story that made headlines around the world.
Subscribe to Bad Bad Thing at Spotify, Apple, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
He turned me into a monster because he doesn't know anything about honesty.
Everybody, it's For Crying Out Loud, and it's Friday. It's
Friday.
Stephanie was about to sing.
Oh, my God. We've been doing that for – that's how I think – you know, it's like Pavlovian.
I know.
You say that it's Friday, and I think it's Friday, Friday, mm-hmm. get a good Friday. The Rebecca mm-hmm. Black song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say hi to our peeps.
Okay.
How about Sarah Stefano?
She's in my bison.
Leslie Wyckoff, because you don't have COVID. You're vaccinated.
Right.
Stop coughing. Alicia Escalante out in the city of
El Monte.
Aaron Land Ho. You're a ho.
Yes.
Amy, she's not a cunt.
No,
she's the nicest person ever.
Stop
trying to be
yes,
edgy.
Everybody.
Michelle McKibben, she can take a ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kelly Brandt.
No.
She'll take you to Planned Parenthood.
That's right.
Rebecca.
And for ice cream after.
Mm-hmm. Eshan Vajpay.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie's our stinker rinker.
Mm-hmm.
Missy and Gabby.
Oh, boy.
Pauline Skater Girl. Krista, you make me wanna stroop.
Baby stroop.
Hero.
Yes, he loves his family and his family loves him.
Kelly, Luther Vandross, Valerie, hit it out of the Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, Soberry, kind of bitchy.
What is Valerie's last name? Is it Fenwick?
Fenwick.
Oh, Fenwick.
Fenwick. Mm-hmm. Randy Mae Ames, she's got a lot of names.
Not Fenwick's, not
Liz,
one of them.
Liz is sassy. Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell, they are our OGs,
uh-huh,
baby.
They are.
Love those two girls. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Shelton and Jennifer Falls, they're like, how do we get hurt? We don't even know each other. Well, you should, except for one of you spells your name with one N and one with two. And I'm not going to say which one I approve of.
Okay.
Which one's better. I'm not going to say that. Dina Ramirez.
She got a lot of heart emojis.
Yeah, heart emoji, she's heart emoji, purple heart emoji, red heart emoji. Polly, Mrs. Butterfield Worth, Athena Ginshard, and Elizabeth Williamson.
What's all up, right, what's up, everybody? So what's going on?
Do you want to know where my children are right now?
In jail.
Okay. Okay. So this is a combo. This is a poo-poo platter of Patreon and the main show.
Okay. Okay.
So we have some new neighbors.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That live a couple doors down.
Yeah.
Dad getting divorced.
Right.
And his good two daughters. Good looking dad. Mm-hmm. Hot dad. Mm-hmm. Two daughters. And
does he have a dad?
Nice
bod?
Dad. Mm-hmm. No dad bod. He's a nice guy.
Okay.
Really nice guy. I think I told you on Patreon, but also maybe on the main show, that he invited his – well, on Patreon I told a story of Sadie going to the birthday party of one of the daughters, but at the mom's house.
Right.
But the dad, for his daughter – not it's the same daughter for her birthday
–
wanted to take her to Disneyland and his other daughter.
Uh-huh.
And he told them they could bring a friend. And they chose Sadie and Xander.
Aww.
She chose Sadie and Xander. Now, Sadie was immediately like, no thanks.
Really?
Because I have an odd kid. And some of you out there will understand. First of all, some of you out there, because I mentioned it on the other show, were like, oh, hell no. You shouldn't let your kids go to Disneyland with somebody you don't know. Mm-hmm. But what do you think? That's ridiculous because.
What do you mean you don't know? But like, he's your neighbor.
Yeah, he's my neighbor. And also, here's the thing. My kids are 13.
Right.
They can fend. They're fine.
Right.
They have phones. They have money. They're fine.
Yes.
Some kids live alone at 13.
Some kids are doing drugs.
Some kids. Did you see the movie 13?
Yeah.
Like, I'm lucky my kids are going to Disneyland and not, like, smoking meth.
Right.
I don't know if you smoke meth. Do you smoke meth? Or just snort it? Well, however people do meth, my kids are not doing it.
Right.
As far as I know.
I think you smoke it. Or maybe you do snort it.
What?
Kaylin, how do you do your meth? Oh, Kaylin's gone again. He's gone.
Kaylin's like, I'm out. I'm busy.
Hiding.
You do your thing, girls.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
Yes.
Sadie first said no. And because she didn't feel comfortable. First of all, Sadie does not like being away from home.
Right.
She doesn't like going to sleepovers. She likes to be in her house. Not doing much.
Right.
Which is why she's in therapy. She's in therapy now. You know, we're gonna help her.
Yeah.
In the meantime.
She's not alone, let me tell you. I got kids that like to be alone too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I imagine that Sonny, and honestly, I'm just imagining this because he could easily not be like this, but I imagine maybe to Sonny it wouldn't sound fun to go to an amusement park 3 days in a row and be in hot and lines and it's crowded.
No. He actually never wanted to go to Disney, has not gone to Disneyland since he was a kid, little boy, because he didn't – Natalia's been there like 10 times over, but he was not interested. And now all of a sudden he does want to go. And so I'm trying to organize Disneyland for these two. They've arguing over the dates, but I think that they're going to go this weekend, actually. And I don't think I'm going to take them because I don't want to take them. And it's my weekend off. Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
I think – and Olga loves Disneyland.
Oh, good.
So maybe she can go and I'll buy her a ticket and I'll buy her daughter and then her and her daughter can go.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that.
That'll be super fun.
Yeah, that way everybody wins. Including me.
So.
Sorry, go ahead.
So at first I told, so Sadie said she didn't want to do it.
Right.
So it was going to be a 3-day trip. They were going to leave on a Saturday.
Oh, really?
Stay overnight at a hotel, go to the park, go to one park, then the next day go to the next park, and then I don't know, or get there. And one day was going to be like Knott's Berry Farm, one day was going to be Disneyland, and one day California Adventure.
Wow.
Neither one of my kids were like that jazzed about it.
Really?
But then, so at first I was like, you know, that's so sweet. And like, I'm so sorry. My kids are kind of, what they don't like, they're not big on. And he's like, anyway, then he asked John, the dad, told him about it. And he's like, it's going to be really fun. And I'm going to get a hotel suite. And, you know.
That's nice.
And then Xander was like, you know, maybe it would be fun. And then the plan changed that they were going to go stay in the Marriott near the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, near Disneyland, right outside of Disneyland, right, where there's like a little mini water park. They have all these big water slides.
Yeah.
And so they were going to leave on a Saturday afternoon, mm-hmm, go hang out at the hotel and do the water slides and go to dinner. Next day, go to Disneyland. Next day, California Adventure, and then come home that night.
Okay.
So two nights.
That's nice.
I mean.
Yeah.
What a huge treat.
Nobody asked my kids to do that shit.
But that's what I was like. This is like. If this had been LB, she would have been like, what? Like, but Sadie and Xander are like, eh. So Xander's like, you know, I kind of want to go. I think it would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie got herself talked into it. And then she was like, okay, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
So then I told the dad, I was like, the kids are in. And he was thrilled. He was like, oh my gosh, that's so great. We're going to have so much fun. Anyway.
And he's not bringing anybody with him?
No, but then he also brought. The cousin, so there's like a 13-year-old. There's two more 13-year-olds with
mm-hmm,
them.
Mm-hmm. Which really?
Yeah, there's two cousins basically. So it's a bunch of kids, he is spoiling them rotten.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're constantly. I think they went to. They've had like these major dinners.
So they. Oh my god! So they left on Saturday. So they're already.
By the time you're listening to this, they're home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they left on Saturday.
And he didn't bring any. So dad, see how dads are cool, man. Like, I wish I could. I would like. I mean, I guess I would do it. I've done stuff like that, but it's like dads love that kind of stuff. Well, not.
I think
Adam,
it sounds
like, you know,
horrendous,
what I mean?
To have that many kids,
I know.
And also other people's kids that you have to make sure don't get lost.
Oh yeah.
Like
right.
It's, I mean, yes, they're all of, but his, one of his daughters is only 10.
Mm.
And granted, she's with older kids. I mean, I'm sure they're all fine. Xander is having the time of his life. He's not really checked in. I've had to be like, hey, are you having fun? And he's like, oh, yeah.
Ah.
And then he sends me pictures of him on the Drop of Doom ride,
uh-huh,
at California Adventure, uh-huh, flipping off the camera.
Oh. Oh, is that what it's called now? The Drop of Doom?
It used to be like Tower of Terror.
Yeah, I love that.
No, Drop of Doom. No, it's Tower of Terror. Drop of Doom is Lex Luthor. That's Magic Mountain.
Oh, okay.
Tower of Terror.
Right.
Which, okay. Or no, it's called Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's what it is, yeah.
It used to be called Tower of Terror.
Yes. And when you go in, you'd hear Rod Serling talk about the Twilight Zone.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah, I love that. Why'd they change it? Whatever.
I don't know, but they're trying to really make it more themey.
Right, right.
But anyway, Sadie, I'm so proud of her. You know, you got to parent the kid you have.
Right.
And like, so Xander's having a blast. I don't have to worry about him at all. I haven't heard from him. Sadie is texting constantly.
Oh, really?
I mean, she right away was like, and everything is negative, Lynette. It's like, oh, we just got to the hotel. I'm car sick. But then it like she rallies. Like, so yeah. What I have to do is really practice not feeding into it at all.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't want to deny her reality and be like, you're fine. Go have fun.
Right.
But I have to be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yes. I'm sure you'll feel better in a little bit.
Right.
You know, car sickness always goes away quickly.
Right.
And then. You know, I'll get another text like, oh, we went out to the water slide, but then everyone got bored and came into they wanted to leave right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go like, oh, that sucks, but I'm sure you can go back out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I just have to go.
Yes.
Kind of nip it in the bud. But,
right. Right.
But not be unavailable. But
yes.
At the same time, not be coddling and like, are you not having fun? Do you, you know?
Right.
So then, anyway, every step of the way, though, I have been regaled with texts from Sadie. And as soon as I see him, I'm like, she's like, hey, mom. Like, but then.
SOS, mom.
But you know what? I'm proud of her. She did not ask to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about her is that like Sunny and like John, she just gets drained quickly.
Yeah.
Of like, it's hard for her. She gets social anxiety. It's just she likes downtime.
Right.
So this is big for her to be like nonstop for three days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally is. That's
yeah.
It's good.
So for another kid, that would be like a dream come true. And for her, it's just like, oh my gosh, there's never a time I'm alone. She likes to be alone. Yeah. She likes to be in her room.
Right.
Just brainless, looking at TikTok for a while.
Right.
And then she gets recharged. Then she'll invite a friend over. Right. Then she needs a break for a day without with no friends. Mm-hmm. And if I go, oh, you want to invite someone over? She's like, I just had someone over 2 days ago. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome, though. Good for her.
And
do you think-
and this dad is like, I can't believe what a trip this is. I mean, that's...
Right. I know.
He is dropping a lot of money. And I told him, I was like, listen, they have cash on them. Please, like, let them buy themselves a meal or whatever. And he was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I got everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
a, it's a lot.
A lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
He's taken my two kids that he barely knows, his two kids and two cousins, six kids, all those meals.
Now, that's a lot.
Hotel stay, park tickets.
Right. Oh, he paid for them to get in the park. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
He paid for everything.
Yeah. That is a lot.
This is like opportunity of – I just wish Sadie could catch up to where Xander is, where he's like
– Right.
But
– Enjoying. But is she enjoying it? She's some of it?
I think.
I know that she doesn't like it, but I mean, is she enjoying
– I think so.
Most of her days?
Well, listen, she was writing me from Disneyland saying, I'm Disneyed out. I'm done. Like,
really?
I want to go back to the hotel. I was like at like 2:01 and she goes, and it's only 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was like, well,
I feel for her.
I'm sorry. I was like, but, you know,
breaks.
Don't go on rides you don't want to go on, and just like to ask if you can go sit in the shade and chill out and, you know, have a lemonade.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, but these people are very go, go, go. Like, they've got planned out every ride. Like, you know.
Right, right, right.
These people are carpe diem, seizing the day. And Sadie's like, I want to seize the bed. She's not a go-getter. She's a no-getter like us.
Yeah, I know. I know. Poor thing. That's the worst, to be dragged along to things that you just don't want to be at and just have to sit there with a smile on your face.
But as a parent, it's frustrating because you're like, but this is a dream. This is this is amazing. But if they don't quite see it that way and they see themselves as having to muscle through it, it's tough.
It is tough. Totally.
Because you don't want to be like, what the fuck? That's a great time.
Yeah, I know. How many nights? Two nights?
Two nights.
All right. So when are they coming
back?
They're
done. They're coming back. So they stayed Saturday night and Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
They're at Disneyland right now.
Again?
Or they went back to California. I don't know. They were supposed to do Disneyland one day and California Adventure the next day. Okay.
Right.
But instead, I know they were at California Adventure all day yesterday. So today they should be at Disneyland. But I got a video. The dad sent me a video and they were at the Toy Story ride.
Oh,
and that's at
California Adventure. Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they're park
hopping. They didn't even get to Disneyland yet.
She doesn't love theme parks.
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't like Magic Mountain either.
So both of Sadie and Xander didn't like Magic Mountain that much. And I discontinued their membership passes thing for a while, for like 2 years. And then Xander wanted to try it again. So it was cheaper to just buy them a pass. It was hardly that much more money than just buying them a one-day ticket because then it included parking. So I was like, screw it. I'm going to take the gamble and hopefully they like it because I'm committed for a year. Xander loved it. Started going on scary rides. Now he went on every ride in the park and he loves it. He's obsessed.
Okay.
And Sadie was like, no thanks.
Yeah, I don't think Sadie – does she like the ride itself?
No.
She doesn't even like the ride.
Only a couple of them.
Yeah. That's hard.
She likes rides that don't have – she doesn't really like fast roller coasters.
Right.
Too intense.
Right.
And she doesn't like the dropping feeling, as she said. But she rode the Incredicoaster at California Adventure, and she said she liked it.
The one that goes upside down?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's fun. Yeah, it's tough, especially if they don't like the rides too, because I understand being outside all day in the heat, nowhere to sit. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? It's just, but if you don't, but at least you have the rides. But if you don't like the rides either, then it, Natalia went to Magic Mountain for her first time.
Oh, really? When?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Tell me. How did she like
it? She loved it. She loved it. I was like, oh, my God. Because I know she's a thrill seeker.
Yeah.
But she's always been about Disneyland. She loves Disneyland.
Oh, my God. Six Flags is so much better.
I know. But I was like, just let her stay with the Disneyland. Like, she'll discover Magic Mountain at some point. Well, finally, like, one of her friend's moms were like, I'm taking them all to Magic Mountain. She loved it. She wants to go again and again. She went on all the rides.
Oh, get her a pass. It's really cheap.
I know. But I don't know who's going to take her. Like, I don't know how she's going to...
Well, you can just drop her off. It's not that far for you. You drop the kids off and have another parent pick them up.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, I've been dropping LB off at Magic Mountain since she was like 11.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's not a big park, and they have a great day, and you can get them a pass that includes like lunch and a snack.
Mm-hmm.
They're just there all day, and they have the best time. She does it all the time with her friends.
Okay.
They go alone.
I should do that. I mean, I would like for Sonny to love Magic Mountain, because then it's something he can do with his friends. I can just drop them off, and he can be there all day.
Well, ever since he was traumatized by Adam on that roller coaster, has he ever liked him?
Nah, I don't know. He hasn't been back to Disneyland in a long time. So now this weekend he's going to go to Disney. I think he would like it now. I think he would. I think he just needs to go and do it. Try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
would Natalia take him?
I mean, like, what do you mean about take? She would let him go, but as long as, like, I think that, she wouldn't be with him, though. She would be off with her friends, and he would go with his friends. Yeah.
Could he bring – yeah. Well, he could bring a friend.
Yeah. He's bringing two friends to Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. He got up at 6 this morning. He didn't sleep a wink last night, he said. Got up at 6 this morning because he just couldn't sleep and went on a long walk, called his friend from, like, Carl's Jr., like, snapped him and said, want to come have, breakfast at 7:30 at Carl's Jr.? And his friend's like, no, but let's hang out today. So now they're, like, walking towards the Rose Bowl today. So now they're walking again. They're going to go to some –
it's like 100 degrees out.
I know. They're walking to some taco stand near the Rose Bowl. So that's where he is right now. Yeah.
Well, speaking of walking, which is a great habit.
It's a great habit.
To incorporate into your fitness routine.
Yeah.
Noom.
Noom. Definitely.
Okay. You know who's loving, loving, loving Noom and can't say enough good things?
Oh, Robin.
She is obsessed with Noom, and she looks amazing.
Yeah, she does look great.
She looks so good, and she is like, you know what she loves about it is that, I started doing it too.
Yeah,
it's small. It's because it's just changing habits. It's really about like behavior modification and being like aware.
Right.
And mindful of what you're eating, when you're eating, mm-hmm. Are you hungry, are you not hungry? Small habit changes that lead to big results.
Right. And, it's nice as you don't need the rules of, like, losing all the rules that it entails of losing weight.
Yeah, because I hate a diet.
I know.
I can't stick
to diets.
It gives
you the knowledge and the wisdom to help build smarter, more sustainable habits. And one size doesn't fit all when it comes time to getting into making better decisions. Choose your goals, and Noom will personalize a weight loss program for you, which is great. 80% of Noom users finish the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least a year. That's amazing.
That is really a high success rate.
Yes.
For people. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/FCOL. That's Noom, noom.com/FCOL to sign up for your trial today.
And also there's Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, which we love. Another sponsor of ours that we love, which my fridge is packed with to the brim with Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea. And I get the lemonade and iced tea version, because that's my favorite, just like it is your kids. Mm-hmm. There's all these different flavors. You can get the sweet, unsweet, Georgia peach, flavors like zero sugar. So you can know you're making yourself and your kids are making healthier choices.
Yeah, my kids, they were out of the lemonade iced tea combination recently, so I bought Georgia peach. They loved it.
Yes. And they did the whole little makeover with the new bottle, so you could just pour it into your gym bag. Just throw it into your gym bag like Natalia does. Take it, you know, to the gym, to wherever your sports. It's great for golfers. Put it in their golf bag.
Yeah. So look for Gold Peak Real Brew Tea in its new redesigned bottle wherever you grab your groceries. Gold Peak Real Brew Tea. Stay gold.
Sunny just checked in. I'm walking near Rose Bowl right now. Awesome.
Good for him.
Yeah. He's going to be exhausted.
This is turning out to be not the worst summer for the kid. Like, yeah. I was dreading it. You know how we are with the already getting the text from parents like 9 months in advance.
Right.
What are you doing for the summer? Right. And I always feel like I'm missing the boat on every activity and trip. Mm-hmm. Not last summer because that was COVID, but the summer before, we had this great summer because Elby flew to two different, she went to DC. And then we all went to Canada, to Crystal Beach. And then Elby went on another trip with like her friend to Arizona. Like Elby had the summer of her. Right. Every summer is great for her. And meanwhile, and Sadie and Xander and I do nothing because.
Yeah. I know.
Because they don't want to go to any camps or do anything. So in a little way, I feel like this summer's already kind of a win.
Yeah, summer's almost over for my kids. They're going back to school the second week of August.
Yeah, so are mine.
You know, so it's like it's almost over. And then it's going to be hitting the ground running every morning, back to normal. You know, it's going to be getting up early, dropping them off, making their lunches, blah, 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 blah. Ugh. Natalia's got a friend that has her job. She's 15 and she's working at the noodle place. She's working at a restaurant.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like seating people. Isn't that cute?
That's really cute.
Yeah. And Natalia was like down in the dumps the other night because she doesn't have a summer. You know, I think I'm going to take Sunny to Chicago, maybe, still. I don't know when, still yet. But she just can't go. And she's working on two things. So she wants to get on varsity at school. She does not want to be on JV. And then at her club, she wants to be at the next level, which is there's like Rochambeau, Roche.
Right.
And then Elite. And she says nobody leaves off of the only way to get on those teams is if somebody leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so now there is a spot on one of those teams. So now she's trying to, you know, so she's the coaches at that place are working with her one-on-one. So she had one-on-one on a Sunday morning. Then she had clinic later on in the day on Sunday.
For school?
At the club, for club.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's also, so the coach for her varsity for the school is also at that club as well. Like they all, it's a whole community that they all know each other. The coaches know each other.
Right.
The school. So so all her coaches from the club are talking to the coach at school to try and get her, you know, hopefully on varsity. But she's like, she was like sad the other night and she was like, I'm doing all this work. I don't know if I'm even going to get on varsity. I have to go every single day to the volleyball club volleyball camp. She's going to volleyball camp every day at school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that she's trying to impress the coach and, you know, and then she's also trying to get on the one spot on Elite at her club. So she's like, I'm doing all this. Who knows if I'm going to get? And I'm like, well, you know, I mean, it's a gamble you have to take, but that's sports, you know, and just think about how you're going to feel if you do make one of those spots. Chances are good. You know, she knows that the chances are good, especially with school, even though she's up against another girl that's like 4 inches taller. She just keeps telling me her head goes above the net. I'm like, So I don't know. So she's, yeah, so she was like, you know, feeling sad and that she's missing, you know, she's missing out on things this summer and that she's sacrificing so much. But I encouraged her to stay, you know, she wants to stay with it. So I encourage her and hopefully it pays off. And I'm like, when is she going to find out if she makes varsity? I feel like she's been trying out for varsity since like 2 months ago practically.
Well, I know. Well, for Elby, when the basketball thing was happening, it's hard to know because the girls that were on the freshman sophomore team got told towards the end of the season, they were told you're coming back, start working out with JV. So I don't know if any of them knew if they were going to get moved to varsity.
Right.
Probably not, because they were probably moving only JV kids to varsity.
Right.
But I know that LB already felt like she – but then they also do the official tryouts that are kind of towards the end of the summer, because officially they have to do it. So they do like unofficial tryouts early in the summer for people that are in the know.
Right.
And then they do an official tryout like right when school starts. And then some of those kids who maybe just moved here or whatever get spots.
Right.
So I think there's like a number of ways you can find out, and she could still.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
They already had some like unofficial tryouts.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, they did. Yes. Yeah.
And they didn't even hint to her what she was going to be on?
Yeah. I mean, she's getting like feedback from the other coaches that they really like you. And there's, but they're not telling her anything. But yeah, they are like, yeah, she feels like it's a good shot. They did tell her it's up between her and another girl because she's a middle.
So they can only have one?
That's what I said. They already have their other middles. They just need one more.
So here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If she gets on varsity, and this is what I felt like LB had this problem too. Like LB was, for her, it was all about JV because it's a big school and they're.
Wasn't she on Frosh?
She was on the Frosh team. And so going into sophomore year, it's a Frosh soft team.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach wanted her to stay on the Frosh team.
Right.
And she was like, hell no.
Yeah.
But my feeling was, I was like, but even if you move to JV, there's so many girls play basketball these days.
Yes.
That I was like, you were on the freshman sophomore team. You were the starting point guard.
Right.
You're a coveted, like you're the most important player on the team.
Yeah.
You move to JV. They have a million. They have point guards.
Right.
They're already like four deep with point guards that are better than LB.
Right.
You're not going to get playing time. You're going to sit on a bench and you're going to have to get up. You're going to have to be on a disciplined practice schedule to sit on the bench.
Right.
I mean, and I didn't say that to her, like, don't try to get on JV. But when she didn't get on JV.
Right.
And she didn't want to go back. That's what I was saying. I was like, but even if you had gotten on JV, like they want you to be, you're going to be the star player.
Yes.
Of
what
this
do you want to be? The big fish
but
in a little pond.
But probably similar. So what I was going to say is even if Natalia makes the varsity team, she's probably going to be sitting on the bench a lot.
Right.
She's a sophomore.
Right. Yeah.
But
that's what I asked her. And she said they have three middles, which is like on her travel team. Three middles? Yeah. So they rotate. And then, there's just that one spot. And I'm like, well, can you play another position? She's like, no. Like, I don't know how it works, but she just doesn't play other. I mean, she could. She could, but I don't know. So
because don't they rotate around? Don't they change positions anyway once they're in the game? Or do they rotate them out?
They rotate them out. They don't change position. They stay in their one position that they have. So there's like two or three middles, two outside hitters. There's like two outside hitters. And then there's one libero. So, yeah, everybody has their position.
Okay.
And then they change routes or plays or however you want to say it.
This is so competitive.
I know.
It's competitive for the playing time. It's competitive. I don't know. I hated to see LB just like give up and just be like, oh, I'm going to be a cheerleader. It's like, after all that work
I know,
you
after
put
all
in.
That. I know. Was she going to do cheerleading? Does she want to do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she never did it because
she never got to do it.
She quit basketball and tried out for cheerleading. Mm-hmm. She made the team and then she never ever cheered at a game or did anything. They never had the boot camp. They never had anything.
Yeah.
She went to a boot camp, but they were going to go to
Palm Springs
and do this fun cheer. Nothing. They did nothing because of COVID.
Right.
So And then there's no sports all year.
Right.
So now she's already on the cheerleading team. So she, yes, she's going to do it again, but she doesn't, she's never done it really.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah. So let her do it again. She wants to do it again.
I know. Of course I am. I'm being supportive, yeah. But I'm just like inside. I'm like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
It just seems so much cooler to be like on the basketball team.
Oh my God, the cheerleaders they have a good time. Natalia's like best friend has made it on cheer and she loved it. She did it before the COVID and now she's back on it again. Yeah. They get to go to all the games, you know, volleyball games, the football games. Yeah, she's going to be busy.
She'll be busy. Mm-hmm. It's just like,
how's her film school going?
So she's pretty much done. I mean,
any movies that she watched?
We watched Apocalypse Now the other day.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say as a family, but just me and John and Elby watched it.
Right.
And Elby was like pulling her eyebrows out over. She was just like, oh, my God. She, you know, she's just like, really? Like, and John, you know, he likes to teach
right.
a little bit
right.
during movies. So mm-hmm. he's, you know, giving her information. You can just see her eyes rolling in the back of her head. She's like,
I know.
This is so boring. And I had to kind of agree.
Yeah.
Also, does this ever happen to you? Caitlin, tell me if this ever happens to you too.
Okay.
You're watching a movie mm-hmm. and the way it appears on your screen is like this weird effect where it looks like suddenly it looks like you're watching a soap opera.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have the film effect.
Right.
So some movies, the way, if especially sometimes I think if you're watching an old movie that was filmed a certain way, you can't see, you have to like adjust your TV and who's going to do that.
Right.
So all of a sudden it looks, it's like a high def thing.
Yeah, it is. It looks like a soap opera.
It looks like a soap opera. It's an actual thing called the soap opera effect.
Right.
Where it literally looks like you're just watching something that somebody shot on their iPhone.
Yeah.
And everything looks cheap and the sets look really weird and cheap. And it looks,
I saw a soap opera that Angelina Jolie was in. I was like, what the this looks like what are the Spanish soap operas?
Yeah.
I was like, wouldn't she do a soap? I was like watching it on television. I was like, what is this? I thought it was a movie, but it doesn't look like it was a movie, obviously.
Right.
She didn't do a soap. But it looked like, I was like, when did she do one of these Latin love soap operas? Like,
right. It's
so
such a
weird
looking thing and it totally takes you out of the movie and you're like,
totally. It's so distracting.
This looks just cheap.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like I'm watching a movie.
Right.
Looks like I'm watching a play.
Yeah.
That was somebody shot on their iPhone and was like, hey, watch my kid in this play.
Right.
And it's like, look, the scenery looks like, Marlon Brando's in it. So you're like, so, but it was parts, like the beginning didn't quite look like that. And then all of a sudden I was like, what happened? It looks like we're watching a soap opera. And John was like, yeah, I don't know. And I was like, is something wrong with our TV? And then I got really distracted and then I couldn't really focus.
Right.
And Elby was bored.
Right.
But we got through it.
We got through it.
So between you and me, there are other movies that she's just, so she has to do a project. Every unit has three movies, three like fleshed out things where she has to give a critical like review of the movie and she has to give a breakdown of three scenes and tell you all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
which you can kind of fake if you want to.
Right.
It's called a film map. But then you have to do two projects, mm-hmm. which that's really hard to fake, like write an essay about it.
Right.
So she kind of has to watch enough of the movies if she's going to write an essay mm-hmm. or but she wrote a little mini screen. They have to write like a 5-page scene.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote one for Clueless where she made up a scenario where they all get detention. And I was like, wow, it's really good.
That's good. That's
nice. She really
nice.
Like captured the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And she really captured like Dion's character and Cher's character and Ty.
Right.
Or the three girls. And
right. That's
I was
cute.
Like, this is really good. So basically she did really well. She finished and she's almost done. She's finishing right this minute.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's awesome.
She didn't do – she was not able to at all do two semesters.
Right.
She had to do one semester.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen.
A lot. Yeah. But that one semester is still a lot. It's a lot of like watching all these movies, especially when you don't want – I could not imagine Natalia sitting through Apocalypse Now.
Oh, no, she was miserable.
Yeah.
And, oh, she also watched, what was this other movie we watched? Empire of the Sun. She watched that and she was so bored.
Is that
I think I told you about this last Monday. No, it was, it's a World War II. It's a Steven Spielberg movie about Shanghai, about these kids at a boarding school in Shanghai. And then the kid gets separated from his parents and he ends up living in like a camp,
right?
Like a Japanese
internment camp.
Yeah. But there's one side for Americans. Yeah.
Okay. No bueno.
I was really bored.
Yeah. I watched.
I think I told you this last week because I said she watched Tootsie.
Yeah.
And we loved it.
Yeah. I watched There Will Be Blood.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I liked it. It's so long.
It's so long.
It's so, the first scene of him and the thing and the well, and I was like, okay. I mean, I know it's good. And then after like the first 30 minutes, and he goes, okay, that was the setup.
Right.
Wait, like,
Sunny was telling you that?
Yes, because Sunny loved it and wanted me to see it. And I was like, okay, all right, I'll watch it. I'll watch it with you. But then I kept getting interrupted. Natalia's like, can you drop me off here? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, Sunny, I can't watch all of this in one. Well, so we watched the first half.
And you know when you're like, no, don't pause it. When you go, I just have to go in the other room for a second and grab something. Don't pause it. And they're like, no, I'll pause it.
Right.
You're like, no, seriously, don't pause
it. Yes, I know. That's what I did. I had to go to the bathroom. Like, don't pause it. Sonny, it's long enough. It's going to take us 3 years to get through it.
And you're in the bathroom checking Facebook, just hoping that some time goes by that you're not sitting there watching.
Uh-huh. Like, I wish he would do to me like I did to my nephew Matthew when I took him to the bathroom because he wanted to stay up late and watch Finding Nemo.
Uh-huh.
Wendy took him to the bathroom because we wanted him to go to bed. And
right.
He's seen it a million times, but he was like 5.
Uh-huh.
I fast forward through most of the thing and he came back and it was like, oh, Finding Nemo's over. He probably saw a total of 40 minutes of the movie.
Right.
And then he was going to bed and he goes, I'm never going to go to the bathroom next time the whales come. I miss the whales.
I'm wishing
Sonny would do that to me.
Did I ever tell you how Elby used to, when we would play Candyland, did I tell you she would cheat and take the ice cream card and put it at the top of the deck? And then she would... She thought she was being slick, which she kind of was, except for she had no long game.
Right.
So, because she was like, oh, I'm going to put, so mom will take the first card and then the second card I'll get and it'll be the ice cream and I'll go all the way towards the end and I'll win.
Right.
Which was like, yes, win-win, because then the game's over.
Right.
But
totally genius.
Yes. But then, of course, she'd be like, let's play again. And she'd do the same thing. But I was like, okay, well, I don't think you understand that it goes by really fast this way.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Yes. But then they want to play again.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I just think it's funny. I reminded her of that recently. I was like, you didn't realize that you were just ending the game.
Right.
Yeah. But I like that plan. Let the kid take the kid to the bathroom, fast forward through the movie.
Yep. And they're like, oh, it's over. It was such a good movie. I miss the whales.
I love the scene, the last scene.
Uh huh.
Oh, they found Nemo.
Uh huh. Spoiler alert.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I have been watching Are You the One? Right?
Because
there's so many seasons of it. But I am like, I'm drawn to how they have the matchmaking. They take the, you know, 10 people, 20 people, and then they have some experts put their match in the group, and they got to figure out who's their match.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always interested on the psychology behind it and how I've been watching so many seasons now that I'm like trying to play like, okay, that's not this person's match. That's this person's match. And then like there was one season where there's a white rapper dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's E-Money, he's a rapper.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, God, or whatever, you know. And it's like the second week in the house of them living together. And he busted out this rhyme that was so well done. I was like, oh, my God. So him and another guy, the guy played the ukulele, and then he did a rap. I must have watched it 80 times over. I thought it was fucking hilarious. And he did such a great job.
Right.
And everybody cheered at the end. And I'm like, why aren't these chicks dropping panties for this guy now? Like, right? This guy's awesome. He's like one of the dorky guys that were in the background that never got the chicks. There's always a couple dudes that don't get the chicks. There's always the couple dudes that are the alpha males in the house that all the girls fight over. And then there's always in the season a couple guys that are, you know, shy. He was one of the shy guys. But I'm like, after this guy dropped these rhymes, like, why aren't these girls going after? Am I just that old? Like, I don't know.
And they just didn't?
No, and then he's cute. He's cute, especially when you watch him rap like that.
So did he get kicked off? Because no one was matching with him?
No. Nobody gets kicked off. It's basically you got to find – they don't win $1 million if they don't match.
Right.
If they don't find their perfect match.
I thought people leave.
No, nobody leaves. They're stuck in the house for the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah. They don't get $1 million at the end of the season –
If they don't all match, right. And then they do that thing where the spotlight goes up with if they have however many matches.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, should we talk about OxyClean?
Yeah.
Let's talk about OxyClean. Hey, Lynette.
Yes.
So here's the problem in my house. I got 3 kids. None of them do their own laundry. None of them seem to have a sense of smell because the hamper piles up. As you know, we've talked about this. Then it's on the floor. Then pretty soon all the clothes get contaminated by the dirty clothes.
Right.
And now I got to wash them all again anyway. And I've reached a point where I have to do something. I practically want to burn all their stuff.
Right.
But I found something that actually has saved my life, and it's OxyClean odor blasters. You put it in the laundry, and the clothes actually come out smelling fresh. Now, do I sometimes have to wash clothes that are supposedly clean? Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I have had to rewash clothes. But now that I have the OxyClean odor blasters, I can tell the difference. It's like, well, I know for a fact, okay, these clothes are clean. Put them in your drawers.
Right.
So work your magic with OxyClean odor blasters and save. Visit OxyCleanCoupons.com right now, where a coupon is waiting just for you. That's OxyCleanCoupons.com and get a coupon just for you.
And also, do you own or rent your home?
I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Geico.
I have a new podcast suggestion for you.
You do?
I sure do. Something you will love.
What is it?
Okay. It is called, hold on 1 second. I think it's called Very Bad, Bad, Bad Thing.
Bad, Bad Thing?
Bad, Bad Thing.
Oh.
It's Podcast One, too. Win-win. Podcast One will be happy. I'm promoting a podcast.
What is this?
Yeah, you may have heard some of our promos running at the beginning of our episodes the past couple weeks for that show.
Oh,
yeah, we've been running a promo for that same podcast.
Oh.
Well,
what is it?
It's about this. Okay. I don't know if this is a spoiler. I don't think it's a spoiler because I think I knew this probably from the trailer. So this it definitely from episode one, you know, it's about this woman who probably has borderline personality disorder. It's a true. It's a real thing that happened where this guy was married to this woman who was pretty crazy, but he was cheating on her. And you're kind of hearing both sides. Personally, I don't think there is a side for her because the woman who's being cheated on, who seems to be kind of borderline, is like gets really mad, starts stalking her husband and is like putting trackers on his car. And they have all these tapes, though, that she made. And then she eventually kills the girlfriend of the guy.
Wow.
It's kind of a little bit. It's very, very much like the Brady Broderick story.
Ooh, love it.
Yeah. But there are a lot of tapes a lot of this, what I've heard so far, there's only 3 episodes, but a lot of it is him. He sat down for like this massive interview where he basically tells the story.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
it's
my God.
Riveting.
There's only 3 episodes
so
out so far.
Yeah. It's, let's see if a new
when
one
does
came
it come out.
Part 1, 2, 3. I don't know because I don't know because the thing only started like June 14th. It says on June 14th there was a trailer. It said it was coming June 30th. So it just started in July.
Okay.
So there's been three episodes. But
do we know how many episodes it is?
I don't know how many it's going to be. We should ask Podcast One.
Yeah. Can we get tapes? Can we get
– I'll look into that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's really good. I heard it advertised on another podcast that I was listening to, and I was like, oh, that sounds kind of good.
Okay. I'm going to check it out. Bad, bad thing.
Yeah.
All right.
What else have you watched? Do you have any podcast suggestions for me?
No.
I'm so out of stuff.
You know, you should listen to Easy Listening, because those girls, Teresa and Gina, they have suggestions all the time, a podcast. And every time I listen to their show, I'm writing it down. Like they really sell you on these shows that they like, that they found. So we should listen to – you should check out Easy Listening. Give them a plug. But they're good. No, it's true. It's like they'll find you shows to listen to.
Yeah. Remember I was really into Hollywood Crime Scene?
Yeah.
With those two girls. And I still like that podcast. But they got into this thing where they only do like really old Hollywood stories. Oh. And I don't care.
Right.
As soon as I see 1939, I'm like, I'm out. Uh-huh. They don't even seem like real people.
Right.
Those just seem like characters
in
an old movie.
Yes, I know, right?
It doesn't have any relation to my life.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's funny. Sonny was like talking about, he goes, you know the rhyme of Lizzie Borden? The schoolyard rhyme or whatever, you know.
Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her 40 hacks.
Right. Yeah. And then, so gave the dad 41 or something.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I was like, yeah, that was a big thing. Like, Lizzie Borden was a big thing when I was a kid. Like, it was a whole thing. And, like, the Bloody Mary and the thing.
Yeah.
All these, like, and he's like, so he made a good point. He's like, because you guys didn't have the internet to look up crimes, so you had to go keep talking about that one crime at the turn of the century,
right?
And I was like, it's true,
you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then always there was the story of somebody who got abducted in a white van,
right?
That was just became like a urban legend.
Yeah.
And then you would just hear that one's told over and over.
But there was one there, I remember my dad trying to scare me, like, don't ever hitchhike, because some 18-year-old girl was hitchhiking, got her arms chopped off, and I guess it was in the news, and my dad just ran with it for years. Remember about that girl that got kidnapped and her arms were chopped off? And it did scare me. But it's like, because we didn't have stuff, because Sonny likes listening to true crime. I didn't tell him about Sword and Scale.
No, don't.
No. But he listens to like some Buzz. He listened to all these different shows on BuzzFeed, and one of them is a true crime show. But yeah, I mean,
I don't like very many of them. So many true crime podcasts something about it that bugs me. Like, either they're two hosts and they're sidetracked,
right?
Like,
and they're trying to be goofy and
or
funny.
They're telling the story but they're so boring, or they don't use any clips, or
don't use clips, they just give their opinions.
Yeah
Or they cover the same story you already have heard
a million times.
That's the other thing. I know.
Why? It's like you can go from true crime to true crime and you're like, oh, I already freaking heard that one a million times.
Right. I know.
There feels like there's a crimes happening every minute of every day.
Right.
And they can't dig up one new story.
Yeah, I know. All you have to do, that's the beauty of the internet. Go on. Go look. Find a true crime. And
yeah,
you can make it close to home. That's even better.
Exactly. Yeah, so I think this was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, Patreon this week, you're going to be talking about something that's going on that's kind of sensitive.
Yes.
Kind of
dilemma.
A sensitive dilemma you're having.
Yes,
so if you guys want to join Patreon
and
help Lynette figure out her way out of this dilemma, we invite you to do so.
Yes, please.
That's just at the $5 level.
Right.
You will get bonus content every single week.
Every,
of your life.
Uh-huh.
Because, and we've been doing Patreon for years.
Years. We don't even miss during
like 5 years.
Christmas time.
No. So you can start today and go back and listen to every episode if you want to.
Right.
if you would like to do that.
Yeah.
Now, if you join at the $10 level, you get to be part of our Zoom hangs once a month.
Yes.
We probably have one coming up.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we should be announcing
it. We should plan one.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And you get a t-shirt and you get bonus content. Mm-hmm. If you join at the $25 level, you get all that stuff. Plus, you get your name shouted out at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And if you join at the $50 level, you get all of that stuff. Plus, you get your business shouted out or a charity of your choice.
Right.
If you would like to do that, like Michaela Brennan does.
Yes.
She gets a shout out, gives a shout out for a charity.
Mm-hmm.
She likes the LGBTQ, even though she's not. Mm-hmm. Charities.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do Equality California, which is my favorite.
That's a good one.
Even though she doesn't live here.
Right.
But listen, Michaela, it's a great organization. They work with, they do some of that work with the legal defenses.
Right.
For LGBTQ people. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of stuff that's really great. So Equality California, go look that up. Also, Basic Becky.
Love her t-shirts.
If you want a t-shirt, why would you not go through somebody on our page
Absolutely.
That makes some high-quality, soft
nice
t-shirt?
Nice and soft, I know. I love my t-shirt.
She will design it for you, or just send her a picture of something you want on a t-shirt, and she'll do that.
Picture of your doggy.
Yeah, or go look through the stuff that she has at justbasicbecky.com.
Nice.
Also, the Bittersweet Life podcast is a great podcast if you are, like, kind of in a, what do you call it?
Rut.
A rut. Mm-hmm. And you thinking like.
You need to be inspired to do a change in your life.
Exactly.
Make a change.
Exactly. 100%.
Do something different.
Totally. Then check out the Bittersweet Life podcast with Tiffany and Katie, and they will motivate you. They have great guests. It's a great podcast. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Also, Sylvia Berlin with Berlin Team Homes with Remax Coastal Homes is going to hook you up with a new property or house or sell your house if you're in the OC. So email her at Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at BerlinTeamHomes.com, CADRE0198-88601. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
Thank you, Kaylin.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, you guys are our favorite.
Yeah. So don't F it up.
What's better than courtside seats? Free sports on Pluto TV. Hey, sports fans, get all your sports free on Pluto TV. Pluto TV is your home for sports. Watch 24/7 channels of MLB, MLS, MMA, sports news and analysis, plus documentaries, TV shows, and movies, all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts, ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.